The following podcast is a production of Institutional Real Estate Incorporated. For the most comprehensive industry news and information, visit our website at irei.com and sign up for our free daily news alerts.
Welcome to the program. I'm joined by colleague Andrea Waitrovich, our web content editor, as well as the editor of Institutional Real Estate Newsline. How you doing, Andrea?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good opportunity to get our listeners and readers up to date on our web and daily news operations. And for starters, I wanted to talk about this relaunch of our website, a completely revamped website. And Andrea, you were really very much the driving force behind the wholesale changes that were made. Tell us how that came about in terms of what changes were intended and accomplished.
Well, the whole idea of the new website was to make it look more of a news site, and to move away from PDF to digital. So to do that, we needed to update our website that was a little more user-friendly and easy for people to navigate and understand that we are a daily newsline, real estate alert outlet for people to get their news from. So with that, we pumped up our original news, and we also house press releases and trends and analysis, which you can see on our current homepage on the left side, first column. You'll see a lot of our news line, and then you have a lot more graphics too to make it more attractive to the eye and get people to read those stories.
It definitely looks much more like a news site. Do you feel that the objectives have been accomplished?
I do. When I joined the company 7 years ago, we were still doing the PDF, so a lot of it was non-original news. It was all secondary sources, so our focus was just building a digest, but then Jeff wanted this whole digital first, so me being the younger generation, I was able to catch on to that trend, and also I see our competitors, so I saw the competition and realized we do need to be more of a competition with our other outlets, which I think we have achieved a lot today since I've been on board. I see a lot of our competitors with headlines that we published days earlier. So we definitely are on a good start, and hopefully we'll keep going further and become more of a global news website. An outlet for people, because we're mainly America's dominant, but we're slowly getting Europe, and Asia Pacific is a market we're still trying to get into, but we do have an Asian Pacific coverage.
You know, I haven't been with the company quite as long as you have been, Andrea, but when I joined, as you say, that style of website that we had was basically a brochure. It was static. It didn't have, there was nothing dynamic about it at all. And then we did the revamp, a previous revamp to the most recent one, which was a quantum leap forward. And then, of course, this one was another quantum leap forward beyond that. And along the way, you and your team have been producing really just a torrent of news. The number of stories that are written or curated just continues to grow. Let's talk a little bit about what have been the most popular stories of the past month. Now, we haven't even come to the end of September yet, but what about August? What were some of the most popular stories based on the number of clicks and readership?
For IREN, it's always been our pension fund beat. A lot of our readers love what's going on with our with the pension fund investors, so that's always been our area that we want to make sure we're on top of. So my reporter Jody, she writes about a pension fund beat at least once a day or every couple of days. But in our news line or our news alert email, like last month, one of our top ones was with Colonial North Star. They've been involved in a few transactions. They recently sold Townsend to Aon, so they've been kind of picking up there. A lot of transactions are what people like to read, and big players. You know, Blackstone's always a popular one that everyone wants to read about. I mean, they've been very active this summer, you know, selling their assets in Europe and also buying up as well. So
the new emails are very transaction-oriented. Obviously, there's a real market for that. Let's talk about the deals then. What are some of the biggest deals? Who are the players, and what kind of money was being thrown around?
like I said, Blackstone's been pretty big. You know, just smaller deals between, I mean, they're not always billion-dollar deals, but of course those are the ones that people want to read about because that's a huge amount of assets being exchanged and people being curious of why they're offloading, why is that firm buying? So I guess we did say just the sales price may bring curiosity for readers to know what's going on, which market and why. I know lately it's been Blackstone and Colonial North Star, and then you know, I don't really, there's not really a trend on who's of the big players. So it's just when something's a good sale, people see it and they click it.
So stepping back from that, just in terms of general trends, are there any particular trends that you're seeing this year or in recent months? What has been trending, in other words?
I think the most popular one is going on with retail and what's going on in that space area. Like malls either repositioning themselves or selling off and changing into entertainment centers or hospitals or fitness centers. Or recently I wrote a story about how malls might turn into more of a fulfillment center for online. So that's been a lot of, not even with us, with all of our competitors as well. That's been obviously a market that people want to know what's going to happen, especially with all the construction that's going on with new malls and expansion of re-expanding themselves or re-imaging themselves for the generations that are, you know, the millennials that can't live in these big-time cities, but they want to have a lively entertainment downtown area that is not in San Francisco. So
let's also talk about the volume level of the web and newsfeed operation, what it's achieved. I already alluded to this a little bit earlier, that there's just been so much news. How many stories per month or per year are being produced?
Well, with Iron, we've jumped tremendously since 2016, just throw numbers out there. January 2016, we had 70 original stories published versus this year in January we had 114. So, you know, that's a little bit better. But then since January we've been breaking 250. Our highest thus far has been 275. I think we're on our way to almost getting 300 stories a month. That's pretty much our goal. I mean, this is pretty a big deal because when I started, original stories was maybe 12 stories a year because we really relied on our production of a digest where we really filtered what was best to fit into every Friday publication. So a lot of secondary sources were in that digest versus now we're doing digital, so the amount of stories can be endless each day because they can appear in the Iron and then some can appear in the News Alert later.
So a huge scaling up of the amount of information that's being provided to subscribers. And what about subscriber growth? What has that looked like in terms of either volume or percentage growth of subscribers?
We're growing. We've definitely expanded more. I don't have those to-date figures on me, but also with our News Alert, we grow each month, so people like what we do and what we do as a team to filter and give our readers the best quality of work they can get out there. This quality of news that's out there.
So it's really a two-headed operation. You and Jody are writing original stories, a lot more original stories than you used to. And then, of course, there's also the curation process where you're curating stories, the best stories that you are being written by news organizations across the board that you make available to our subscribers and website readers. What about the future? Are there any future plans for online news or the website? Obviously, the website, the big news was that it was just recently revamped. But any future plans that you can share with listeners?
I would love to get more international coverage. As I said before, we are dominant in the United States coverage, and I know our readers are very curious what's going out in the other parts of the world. And then I guess my self goal is just to add more content, be good quality, and maybe do more little analysis versus just transaction of who went in there. But, you know, since we just started this digital front of getting news pumping out there, I guess our priority is to get our name as a news source of a daily outlet and that people can rely on us before we can formulate big analysis opinions on the market yet. As a team, all of us are teaching each other of how to become more boisterous and more experts in the markets outside of what we normally do on a daily basis.
So in terms of expanding global coverage, particularly in Asia and in Europe, what is that going to take? Is that something you're still trying to figure out, or are there already some plans afoot?
I'm trying to reach out and get more sources out there, get PR people to send me more press releases, same with Asia Pacific, and we're getting there. So we're getting there. I mean, for someone that's based in US dominant coverage, I mean, or Europe and Asia Pacific, I think it's pretty good.